Disclaimer. The intent of this podcast is to provide entertainment and general information.
If our delivery is marked by a comedic twist, it is simply a way to reflect our fun-loving nature.
We do not intend to personally attack or mock the people involved, their experiences, and their mental and physical conditions.
We also do not condone spreading misinformation and perpetrating hateful agenda.
If any of our topics might be a trigger for you,
we suggest you proceed with caution.
Cripsilog.
Cripsilog. Hello, welcome creepers. This is Cripsilog.
But the yin sa podcast si Barbara.
We are your hosts. I'm Gideon.
This is Glenn.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Ang sincere ba?
Oo.
Wala nang happy pa kesa sa Monday.
Yeah. Here in Cripsilog, we talk about creepy stories, murder, true crime, conspiracy theories, and what else, Glenn?
Documentaries, mystery stories, at current events. Current events?
Current events.
Gusto mo
so
yun?
So current. Oo. So how are you?
Ay, nako.
Bakit? Ay, wait. Hindi ko alam kung kailan natin i-release to.
Oo nga.
Ayan.
Hindi na ganun ka-current.
Oo.
Yaman mo na.
Bakit? Ano yung sasabihin mo?
Let's not go there sa how are you.
Oh my God! Why?
Grabe yung... Alam mo kung stress drillan last week, ngayong week ay... Ano?
Stress drillon plus.
Ayoko mag-suicide joke. Muntik na
muna. Uy, speaking of, pwede ba mag-trigger warning muna tayo?
Oh.
Because we yes. will be talking about suicide, self-harm, yeah, tapos ano pa ba? Yeah, violence, yung usual naman. So, ayun, trigger warning lang.
Yeah, oo. Lalo sa mga first time makikinig sa atin, baka inaakala nyo ito ay pambatang podcast.
Kasi color light green? Color slime?
Hindi po.
Ayun, so, ayun, if you are sensitive to the topic, we suggest na, ano, sa ibang episode muna, di ba?
Na mas, ano, mas violent.
Pero at least hindi, ano, self-harm.
Ano bang topic today?
Yeah, for today, this is heavily suggested to us.
Ay.
Sobrang dami na we lost count na. Yeah. Sabihin ka na ba kung sino nag-suggest?
Ay, sige. Sige.
Suggested itong topic at na to ni na Ira Kirisawa, Sherwin Cadavona, si Bjorn, si Ariel Go, si Fried Egg for Joffrey.
Joffrey?
Joey! Uy, sorry.
Game of Thrones pa rin.
Fried Egg for Joey. Kay August Collot, Frances Janina, si Char, Valentina Noel Jr., Judy Ann Blancas, Christian Lapis, Gracie, Red Anatomy, Dave Francisco, Jennifer Season, Vincent Aguilar, Inigago Nagyoyosi, and many more. Many more kasi hindi ko na sure. Kasi sa Facebook, pag somebody mentioned you, tapos ikiklik ko, ikiklik namin ni Glenn, hindi namin makita. Wait, asaan? Ang hirap ng Facebook, no?
Oo, yung Facebook page, pag tinag, it doesn't really work.
Yung iba nakikita, yung iba hindi. So, ang weird, bakit ganun?
So, posible this, may na-miss out kami yung ibang mga pangalan.
Kasi hindi namin sure kung yun ba yun, sinuggest nyo. Pero this is about the Twitter killer.
Wow.
So, recently nasa news itong Twitter killer, di ba? Kasi... binigay na yung sentence sa kanya. So, ayun. Kaya, ayun, marami nagsuggest sa atin kasi pang-cripsilog ang Twitter killer.
Ay, maraming salamat dun sa mga nagsuggest na tayo yung naalala na itag.
Oo.
Parang, uy, this sounds like a cripsilog topic. Ganyan. So, yeah. Salamat.
Totoo. Maraming salamat kasi naalala nyo kami sa Twitter killer. And, to repay you guys, ito na siya. Di ba?
Wish granted.
Sorry. Wish granted. So, yeah, thank you kay Red Anatomy kasi nagbigay din siya ng links. Kahit yung archive ng Twitter profile ni Twitter Killer.
May ano, may legwork si Red Anatomy.
Oo. And kasi nga magra-run na ba? Ang hirap. Ang hirap maghanap ng sabi ko kailangan ko ng full ano story. And ang nakikita ko lang usually yung news, yung alam mo yung parang digested story nitong nangyari.
Mm-mm.
And ayun. Sabi ko, hala, hindi natin pwedeng sabihin to na ito lang. Kailangan lahat.
Buti na lang ayun. May nahanap si Red.
Binigay niya yon yung Twitter profile ni Twitter Killer. Tsaka yung list ng names ng mga victims. Ayun. Ayos. So, for those na hindi familiar kay Twitter Killer, so, ano ba siya?
Actually, hindi rin ako familiar sa kanya.
So, this is a really terrifying story that happened in Japan in 2017 na parang mala-horror movie na siya eh. So, this is very gruesome. Although, sanay na namin tayo season 1, ganun na yung pinag-uusapan natin. So, again, this involves the topic of suicide. So, if you're sensitive, ayun, take a break muna. Diba? Lipat muna sa ibang episode. So this story is about the Twitter Killer in Japan, or otherwise known as the Zama Suicide Pact Slayings. This happened in the Kanagawa Prefecture. So, a 27-year-old man named Takahiro Shiraishi was convicted of luring and slaying 9 people inside his apartment. So this happened over a 2-month period between August 22 and October 21, 2017. 9 yung victims niya lahat. He killed 8 females and 1 male.
Yeah.
So he lured victims into his house, promising that they would die together to kill themselves. Pero hindi yun yung nangyayari.
Ay, wow.
So, medyo morbid. And ayun, ayun nga, self-harm. So, ayun. Hi, so ito yung story ng Twitter Killer. Ano, start na ba tayo?
Tara.
Game. Siguro let's talk about Takahiro Shiraishi muna, no? Yung background niya to get an idea of what kind of person he is. Takahiro grew up in Zama together with his parents and his younger sister. He attended a local elementary school and then he moved on to a junior high school and a senior high school naman in Yokohama. Doon sa Yokohama, ano lang yun, malapit lang yun. Kasi parang 36-minute train ride away lang. Tapos bullet train pala. No? Hindi ko adyo familiar ko gano'ng kalayo. Pero yun. Kaya pala. Pero sobrang layo pala. Pero yun. He was a quiet, inconspicuous boy. He didn't really stand out. Kasi yung grades niya, hindi naman gano'n kataas. Hindi winner. Although, he was a very good student na he never missed a day in school.
Ay?
He would take his schoolwork very seriously. Pero yung hindi siya nagre-reflect sa grades. So parang sabi nga ng mga classmate niya dati na he didn't really stand out. But he was not really a gloomy character either. So in other words, para siyang background lang. Pagdating sa school, ang kasama naman.
Very me.
Very me, oo. Yung hindi ka super talino, pero hindi ka rin laging pinapagalitan na laging bagsak, di ba, mababa yung score. Yun, nasa gitna lang.
Parang yeah. Ano, mediocre enough to coast through school. Ganyan.
Totoo. Which is, yun yata yung madami, diba? Yun yung madalas. Ng mga, generally, ganun yung mga estudyante. Okay. So, he was a scrawny teenager who wore thin framed glasses. Nung junior high school, sumali siya sa baseball team. Tapos, nung senior high school na, nag-switch naman siya sa track and field club. He went on to study at a prefectural senior high school sa Yokohama. So, active-active, ma. May extracurricular, di ba?
Ay.
Ikaw ba? Ganon ka? May ganon ka? May mga club-club ka ba?
Nutri-club.
Nutri-club? Anong ginagawa niya doon?
Gagawa nutri-jingle. Pag nutrition
man.
Sa mga
competition. Ganun. Ako nung high school, debate society naman. So, ayan.
Nice.
No. Pang ano, pang nang-aaway. Eh, no?
Uy, sobrang bilib na bilib ako sa mga magagaling sa debate.
Ay, oo, magaling nga sila. Sila lang, hindi ako.
Hindi, kasi di ba kailangan, dapat on your toes ka lagi. Alam mo yung sinasabi mo with uh-oh conviction. Hindi pwedeng MMM lang. Oo,
totoo yun. Kailangan ka, parang kahit di ka na sure, ano pa rin. Dinig pa rin dapat sa boses mo na sure ka.
Kaya ka pala nagpa-podcast ka.
pero dapat, ano, syempre, backed up by research pa din. Kasi, malay mo, magaling din yung kalaban mo. Di ba? Kasi, babantayan ng lahat ng sinasabi mo. Ganun din, babantayan mo rin yung lahat ng sinasabi niya. Hanapan mo ng loophole, ganyan.
Alam mo, dat, mag-episode tayo with Carissa kasi nagde-debate din siya.
So, ay, debat, oo.
Mag-debate ano lang mga, kayo.
Ano-ano nga ba yung mga style, mga, nakala, nakalimutan ko na. Mga parliament, yada-yada. So, oh, tagal na nun eh, okay? So, nung pagka-graduate niya ng senior high school, ayun, naghanap na siya ng mga iba-iba mga trabaho. Nakakuha siyang trabaho sa supermarket, meron din naman sa food factory, and also sa isang gambling parlor. When he was 25 years old, he moved to Tokyo in an area called Ikebukuro. Did I say that correctly? Ikebukuro. Ayan. Where he became a scout for a prostitution ring.
Ala?
Is that correct? Or dapat sabihin natin ano na? Ano na ba correct term? Di ba hindi na dapat natin sinasabi yung prostitution?
Ano na dapat?
Sex work ring.
Sex work. Ring.
Yeah. Let us know kung anong tamang ano, political correct term. Okay. So yun, he became a scout. So his job was to recruit women into the sex trade. He would then set them up to different brothels in the area. Yun yung naging trabaho niya. He was known to use social media sites to recruit some of these women, which is, ang madalas niyang gamitin ay Twitter. Bilang ano. Bakit kaya ayaw niya sa Facebook, no? Ando siguro yung parents niya. Baka makilala ako.
Oo, madaling matag doon.
Like all of us. Sa Twitter to mata. Ayan.
Tama.
Dahil, ano, puro family ang nasa Facebook, no? Delix.
Or baka dahil sa ano, yung community standards ng Facebook. Di ba minsan, andali kang ma-report.
Oh, yeah. Sabagay. Totoo. Especially dito sa, ano niya, sa industry niya, di ba? Medyo mahirap.
Eh, sa Twitter, hello.
Go! Although may mga bawal din naman sa Twitter, di ba? Bawal ang child porn, ano pa
yeah,
ba?
So, yeah, of course.
Yung mga extremes, bawal. Syempre, mga against the law. Yun. Some people who knew him described him as a smooth talker when soliciting women, while others actually disagreed with this. Parang, wait, ano ba talaga?
Hindi kaya siya ganun ka-smooth, sabi ng iba.
Kasi nga, hindi siya, sakto lang siya, mediocre at best. Ganun.
May nag-contest talaga dun.
Some said he had a bad reputation, that he was very irresponsible. He had also been described as an ambitious and dangerous man capable of betrayal. Right? His picture had also been uploaded to the internet at some point, warning people about his shady character and to steer clear away from him. Kasi he was actually arrested noong February 2017 for his involvement in the sex trade. He received a 14-month prison sentence, pero it was suspended for 3 years. So ibig sabihin nun, if he kept a clean record for 3 years, he do not need to go to prison. So, I'm not sure kung paano yung prison system sa Japan. No? So, meron ba tayong mga ano creepers na nasa Japan? Ayan.
Meron. May nag-send sa atin dati yung Japanese ghost.
Ay, oo!
Hanapin nga natin.
Oo, yung may poging ano, multo.
Yun.
Secret yung name niya. Pero yan. Okay. So, nung June 2017, Takahiro moved back to Zama, back to his father. So, at this point, he told his father that he didn't see the meaning in life anymore. Ay, I mean, nagka-existential crisis si
bigat
Takahiro.
Naman nun.
Like, all of us. Minsan pag ano, no? Parang hindi ka makatulog, mga 3 a.m. thoughts, mga ganyan. Kaya lang tayo nagtatrabaho nun eh. So, we can't afford na mag-existential. Ibang time. Ayan. So he started staying at home and keeping himself in social media and the internet in general. So naging tambay na lang siya sa internet. Yan. It is said that Takahiro always had a fascination with death and suicide. So, ang ginawa niya, he decided to make various Twitter accounts based on suicide. So, he started connecting with people who share the same feeling dun sa Twitter. One account na palagi niyang ginagamit ay may username na at Hanging Pro.
Hanging ano?
Hanging Pro. Like, magaling siya doon. Pro.
Ah, pro.
Oh, pro wrestler, ganyan. Ayan. Pero siya, pro in hanging. Ganyan.
Like, Big T?
Oo, Big T. Ang default picture niya dun sa Hanging Pro is an anime character. Pero may scrape sa neck. Tapos sa wrist din. Tapos naka-peace sign yung anime character na yun. Para kita mo yung wrist, di ba?
Nakita ko nga, parang very casual self-harm yung picture.
Parang pag nakita mo, ay okay, may self-harm pics. Ayan. Tapos, yung bio niya sa Twitter describes himself na he has an expertise in hanging. Well, kaya Hanging Pro. Yan. His profile also said, I want to help people who are in pain. Please DM me anytime. Tapos nung October 21st, meron tweet doon eh, sinabi niya, bullying is everywhere, in school and work. There must be many people in the society who are suffering after attempting suicide. Although their cases are not reported in the news, I want to help such people. So yun, yung tweet niya. Although ano siya, Japanese. Ano nga ba yung kana? Alam mo ba yung tawag doon sa Japanese character?
Hindi.
Translated na lang to. Ayun. Ito. These are just some of the examples na makikita natin doon sa Twitter niya. He would initially attract suicidal women by replying to their suicidal tweets with "Let's die together." So yun yung promise niya. He also ensured that his potential victims cut off from any potential help. Nung tweet niya nung October 6, he said, "It's not good to tell friends, family members, and social networking sites that you are going to die before committing suicide." So, ayun yung isang tweet niya.
Oh my God.
So, parang sinasabi niya na, wag mo ipaalam, di ba? Kailangan clueless yung mga tao.
Gawin mo muna. Parang ganun sinasabi niya.
Oo, di ba? Ayun. Okay. He met his first victim through Twitter. Her name is Mizuki Miura. She was 21 years old. So, she was from Atsugi of Kanagawa Prefecture. They started communicating noong August 8. Tapos, first time nila nakita noong August 18. According to investigators, Takahiro invited Mizuki to live with him in a new apartment. So, he ended up somehow getting 500,000 yen from Mizuki to cover the moving expenses. Noong August 18, Takahiro went to check the new apartment. So, suppose the next day, August 19, both Takahiro and Mizuki went to the renting agency. Tapos, nag-push forward sila dun sa pagkuha ng apartment. Tapos, ito namang si Takahiro, he told his father that he had met the love of his life. And he wanted to move out to have his own space. Itong erpat naman niya agreed and naging guarantee person niya para dun sa bago niyang apartment. Little did his father know that he wanted to have his own place for the sole reason of killing people.
My God.
So, nag-move in na nga si Takahiro dun sa bagong apartment. And he invited Mizuki over. Parang wala pang any updates about this, kung bakit hindi nag-move in na din agad si Mizuki. Maybe dahil hindi niya pa ayos yung mga gamit niya for some reason, ayun, hindi pa siya naka-move in din kasama ni Takahiro. Ayun, ang ginawa ni Takahiro, in-invite na lang muna siya sa apartment. Unexpectedly, she actually turned up with another guy.
Ay.
So, may sinama siya. And, ayun, hindi yun in-expect ni Takahiro. Kasi nga, he was actually planning to kill her that night. Eh, may kasama siya. So, ayun, nabuliliyaso siya. They ended up going out to dinner. Tapos, again, inom-inom. Ganun. Tapos after that, they went on their separate ways. A couple of days later, Takahiro contacted Mizuki again. And this time, sinabi niya to come over sa apartment alone this time. And yun nga yung ginawa ni Mizuki. That day was August 22. Yun din yung araw ng last na nakita si Mizuki. One news site said that Mizuki left a note to her family home saying na she wanted to live alone. Ayan, excuse me. Didigay ako. Baka tumunog ulit. Habang nagsasalita. Ayan. Tapos, her cell phone was found noong August 25, same year, near Inoshima in Fujisawa, which is also in Kanagawa. Medyo weird lang kasi sobrang layo nito from Zama, kung saan nandun yung apartment, kung saan sila nakita. So, hindi natin alam, di ba? We can only guess at this point. Kasi wala pa din talagang, alam mo yun, information about this, di ba? So, baka, tinapon niya sa basurahan, tapos nadala doon nung mga basurero, di ba? So, yun yung start, August 22, ng kanyang 2-month-long killing spree. So, eto, there will be 8 more victims. So, the next victim went missing noong August 28. Her name was Kureha Ishihara. She was only 15 years old.
Hala!
Ang bata pa, no? Damn. Okay. She was from Oura sa Gunma Prefecture. She was in her first year of senior high school. The day she went missing was actually the first day back to high school after the summer vacation. She was described by her classmates as someone who didn't really speak at first unless spoken to. Kasi very shy person, si Kureha. So, nakarelate tayo kasi ganun din tayo. Tahimik lang. Okay. The third victim went missing noong August 29 naman. This victim is going to shock you when you find out who this is.
Sino to?
Kasi the third victim was Shogo Nishinaka. He was the only male victim in this case. Taga Yokosuka, Kanagawa Prefecture siya. And he was only 20 years old. Naalala mo ba yung sinamang lalaki ni Mizuki, yung unang victim?
Oh, yung friend.
Si Shogo yun. So, ito yung kasama nilang kumain, tas uminom-inom. So, ito siya yung naging eventually third victim.
Safe to say, suicidal din si Shogo. Kasi di ba ganun yung mga profile?
Not really. Kasi, hindi masyado. Kasi the only reason kung bakit din niya kinontak si Takashiro is because na-realize niya na nawawala si Mizuki. And somehow, okay. Alam niya na parang, alam mo ba? Parang gusto niyang malaman, tanungin, kung nakita mo ba si Mizuki kasi nawawala siya.
Ay, shit. Tapos, my God.
Somehow, for some reason, na-lure din ni Takahiro itong si Shogo na pumunta sa apartment niya. So, hindi natin alam kung ano sinabi. Siguro sinabi niya na, sige, hanapin natin sabay, ganyan. Punta ka muna dito. Ganyan. And also, Takahiro knew that Shogo is the link to Mizuki that might get him caught. So, ayun, in-invite niya si Shogo, tapos pinatay din.
Very much, tying up loose ends.
Shogo said to his family at 2 p.m. that he will go to Shibuya to go see a concert. But he actually went to Takahiro's place. And he was never seen again.
Ayun lang.
Kasi nga, sabi mo, sa Shibuya ka pupunta. Pero,
ayun. Kaya ganyan talaga pag may lakad ka. That may nakakaalam kung saan ka talaga pupunta eh.
Dapat diba? Magsabi ka, no? Huwag mo sabi, if ever ayaw mo malaman ng parents mo kung saan ka pupunta, sabi mo sa friends, di ba? Somebody should know kung saan ka talaga pupunta.
Mm-mm.
The fourth victim went missing noong September 15. Her name was Hinako Sarashina. She was 19 years old. She was from Tokorozawa in Saitama Prefecture. She was a sophomore at Jisen Women's University. she was a member of the school's drama club. Yung fifth victim naman went missing noong September 23rd. Her name was Hitomi Fujima. She was 26 years old. She was from Kasukabe in Saitama. Tapos she went missing after leaving her workplace earlier than usual. Nag-early out si ate. Tapos ano siya, single mother with a young child.
No, shit.
The sixth victim went missing noong September 26. Her name was Akira Suda. She was 17 years old. So, she was from Fukushima City, which is way up north in Japan. Medyo 3 hours away from Zamato. Medyo malayo. So, Akari was a senior in high school and she went missing when she attended a school sports day event. She didn't come to school the next day. So, si Akari naman aspired to become a manga artist. She also served as a leader at her junior high school art club. Yung seventh victim went missing noong September 30. Her name was Natsume Kubo. She was 17 years old from Saitama City. She was in her second to the last year ng high school tapos nawala siya after telling her parents na bibili lang siya ng lunch sa isang nearby supermarket. Ay, may mga aso, sorry.
Shout out sa mga aso.
Shout out sa mga ingay na mga aso. She had previously told her family that she needed help and she didn't want to go to school. She really wanted to get some help for his mental health problems. So ito, ayun. Vocal itong si Natsume sa mental health issues niya and yun. Sabi niya na kailangan niya ng help, 'di ba? Professional help for her problems. Yung eighth victim naman went missing noong October 18. Her name was Kazumi Maruyama. She was 25 years old. She was a convenience store part-time worker from Yokohama City. Sabi nga nung nanay ni Kazumi na she started smiling again after finding work. Itong trabaho nga niya sa convenience store. Kazumi was reportedly a victim of bullying in school. Tapos nawala siya after leaving the convenience store dun sa pinagtatrabahuhan niya. Yung ninth and final victim went missing noong October 21st. Her name was Aiko Tamura. She was 23 years old. She was from Hachioji in Tokyo. She was an animal lover. She had been admitted into a psychiatric facility in the past. Aiko was reportedly missing by her family. Sobrang alalang-alala yung kapatid niya, yung brother niya, sa pagkawala ni Aiko. So, ang ginawa nung kapatid niya, he decided to hack into Aiko's Twitter account to get clues of her whereabouts. Tapos doon niya nakita yung thread ng DM nila ni Aiko at ni Hanging Pro.
Ay.
Ito yung pinakita ng kapatid, ng brother, sa mga police. Kasi nag-alala na siya. Wala akong makitang conversation, screenshot na ganyan, nila ni Hanging Pro. Pero kinutoban itong kapatid niya na may kinalaman itong si Hanging Pro sa pagkawala ni Aiko. At this point, hindi pa nila nakoconnect lahat ng mga nawawala kay Hanging Pro. Ang alam lang talaga nila, somehow connected itong si Hanging Pro sa disappearance ni Aiko. Ang ginawa ng mga police, they set up a sting operation to find out who this man was. Tapos nakahanap sila ng babae na who had been in contact with Hanging Pro. Tapos parang nag-usap sila to get Hanging Pro to organize a meetup at his apartment para makuha yung location ni Hanging Pro.
Parang decoy si ate.
Oo, yun. E de, so, guro sa chat-chat nila nung babae, binigay yung apartment nitong ni Hanging Pro. And yun yung binigay ni ate doon sa mga police. Nung October 31, the police went to Takahiro's apartment. So, kumatok sila. At pinagbuksan naman ni Takahiro. So, ayun, konting investigation. na, ay, ano, wellness check, mga ganyan. Finally, they asked where Aiko was. And without any hesitation, Takahiro turned around, pointed at the box in the hallway and said, "She's in there."
La shit.
He was arrested on the spot and taken away for interrogation. Yung apartment niya, di ba, sa ground, andun yung bathroom, kitchen, yung sala. And then meron siyang loft. So parang siguro doon yung bed niya. Parang, loft ba tawag doon, di ba? Yung aakyat ka ng konti.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun. Tapos, doon sa hallway, kahit yung pagbukas mo lang ng pinto, andun na yung ano eh, yung box na tinutukoy niya, yung tinuro niya. So, ayan. Nothing could have prepared the investigators for what they were going to find out in his apartment. Binigyan nga nila ng nickname yung bahay, yung apartment ni Takahiro na The House of Horrors. Especially Halloween kasi din siya inaresto. And Halloween na laman yung karumal-dumal na krimen na ginawa niya doon. So, ayun. Very, ano, coincidental. Ayan. The police found 3 cooler boxes. Tapos, meron pang 5 na other boxes. They found sliced up heads, legs, and arms in 7 of those boxes.
Tangina, akala ko hanging lang.
Chinap-chop niya. Dinismember niya. In total, 9 heads were found. And a total of 240 bones naman din yung nakita sa apartment niya. A lot of the body parts were actually scraped down to the bone.
Jeff?
So, shinave niya yung flesh off the bones. He also had put cat litter over the body parts to prevent the smell from dispersing. Which is, naalala ko tuloy kasi nga bibili ko ng cat litter. May ganun nga para mawala yung odor. Para hindi mabaho. Ayan. The police also discovered 2 kitchen knives, a saw, a pair of scissors, and a gimlet. Gimlet yung parang maliit na knife na nilalagay mo sa knuckle mo. Pasuntok dapat yung position mo para tapos nasa pagitan siya ng middle finger tsaka ng ring finger mo. Dun nakalusot yung pointed part ng knife, ng gimlet.
Okay. Weapon ba to? Or,
weapon din. Oo, parang knife din siya. Maliit na knife. Ayan. So, all of these had traces of blood in them. So, during Takahiro's interrogation, he admitted to the murders and he had absolutely no remorse at all. Chill na chill lang siya.
Shoot.
Which is, tama nga naman din. Na parang kahit nga nung nahuli siya, diba? Tinuro niya lang. Asan si Aiko? Andun siya. Ayan, mm-hmm. Diba? Parang wala lang sa kanya lahat to. His only regret was not turning off Aiko's cellphone. Which is weird. Kasi, hindi siguro iniisip niya kaya siya nahuli dahil hindi niya pinatay yung cellphone ni Aiko. GPS, pinatay, mga ganyan. Pero hindi naman siya doon nahuli. Sa Twitter siya nahuli.
So, chat.
The chat. He was then asked about how he feels about the victims and if he had any remorse. Ang sabi niya, he drew a line between the people he cared for and loved. Everyone else didn't matter to him. So they were just objects of for his own pleasure. So if you're not a family, di ba?
You're
enemy. Expendable.
Cersei Lannister.
Oo nga, no?
Everybody who isn't us is, ano?
Is, ano?
Against
ano
us.
Sabi niya? Oh. Ayan. Sabi naman ni Takahiro, he may have tweeted na he wanted to kill himself, pero he had no intention to. Sinabi niya rin to during interrogation. Sabi niya, parang, ano lang yan to eh, modus niya lang to get people to his apartment.
Mm-mm.
And ayun, target niya, di ba, yung mga taong may suicidal thoughts na nakikita niya sa Twitter. Siguro magsa-search lang siya, di ba, ng mga keywords. And then magre-reply siya doon and then doon na, mag-uusap na sila. Tapos, with a promise na, uy, let's die together. Or, minsan sinasabi niya rin na, I'll watch you die. Ganon. Kaya, nai-invite niya yung mga tao na to. Tapos, hindi naman talaga yun yung plano niya.
So, you mean to say, pag nagpunta doon yung victim, ang understanding ng victim is, tutulungan siyang mag-suicide.
Oo.
Pero, ang totoo is, he's going to attack them. Ganyan. And,
mm-mm. And meron kasing sinabi din dito na yun yung usapan, di ba? Na magsusuicide sila together or magsusuicide yung babae tapos manonood siya. Pero, ang sabi kasi doon sa nakita ko na he soon realized that none of these women actually wanted to die. Parang they just wanted someone to talk to and relate with. Na they just wanted to talk everything through with. And he understood na they didn't want to die. But he went ahead and killed them anyway. So, ayan, hindi ko sure kung ano ba, nainis ba siya na hindi naman pala gusto, papatayin kita. Ganun. So, siguro, as we go along, more information will be released kung ano ba talaga nangyari.
Yeah. Oo. Inisip ko naman baka kapag ina-atake niya na sila or yung they're begging for their lives, yung ganun, parang doon yung sasabihin na, oh, kala ko pa gusto mong mamatay.
Oo. Baka ganun niya din.
Damn.
So, ang method niya, he gave them sleeping pills and alcohol until they were a bit fuzzy. He then will strangle them until they're passed out. Tapos, once passed out, he will then sexually assault them.
Ay!
So, may rape then involved.
Shit.
He then would hang them up with a noose sa rope from a 2-meter high. Tapos, hihintayin niya hanggang sa mamatay from hanging. Ang dami nangyari, no?
Ibig sabihin, unconscious lang sila pero buhay pa sila.
Oo. Once unconscious, ayun. Yun na yung mga gagawin niya. So, yung kay Aiko, siya yung fairly recent. Siya yung recent victim eh. The police were able to analyze her bodies for clues. And they confirmed na it's not assisted suicide but murder. Kasi nakakita sila ng evidence ng mga self-defense wounds. Kasi Aiko was fighting back for her life and she was resisting when Takahiro was attacking her. So, after killing his victims, he would take their bodies to the bathroom. Tapos doon na niya sisimulan ang pag-dismember ng mga katawan nila. Sinabi ni Takahiro sa mga police na the first time na ginawa niya yun, yung pag-dismember ng unang victim niya, si Mizuki, it took him 3 days. And as the numbers piled up, he got faster with practice. So, pabilis na siya ng pabilis.
Oh my God.
He said na he would scrape the flesh off the bones and then tinatapon niya yung flesh sa basurahan. Takahiro said na he was careful not to throw away any bones kasi natatakot siya baka may makapansin or may makahuli. And ayun, mauhuli na rin siya. Yeah. Aside from that, ninanakawan niya rin ng pera yung mga victims niya. Kung ano man yung mga personal belongings na dala nila during the time ng crime. On November 7, the first person to be formally identified was Aiko Tamura. They took the DNA from her toothbrush tsaka yung isang body na na-recover dun sa isa sa mga cooling boxes. And yun, match nga na confirmed na si Aiko ngayon. The rest of the victims were all formally identified and yung names were released noong November 7,
2017. Shit.
Ayan. So, ayun na yung mga list ng mga names ng mga naging victim niya.
Diba, na-mention mo kanina na all these people are going missing pero wala pa nakakapag-link na connected sila?
Oo.
Kasi ang lalayo ng distansya.
Iba-iba ng location.
Shit.
Ayun. When the neighbors were questioned about Takahiro, so sinabi niya nila na wala namang anything particularly unusual. Pero in retrospect, na-realize nila na, awa nga, may weird niya. Kasi nakikita nila lagi si Takahiro na pumupunta sa garbage chute. Na yun pala, nagtatapon na ng mga flesh. They didn't really think anything of it. Kasi diba, parang iniisip lang nila na baka marami talaga siyang basura from moving in. Diba? Parang, ayun, mahirap nga din naman maghinala sa nagtatapon ng basura. Pero ito, ayun.
Alam,
hindi ko rin naman sila masisi.
Alam mo na, itong week na to, naglilinis kasi ako ng bahay madaling araw.
Ah.
So, nagtatapon ako ng basura 4 a.m.
Naku, kabahan ka na para baka, hala, 4 a.m. nagtatapon ng basura.
Nakakanood sa akin sa CCTV.
Ano yung nagagawa nito? But, ayun, may shady. Mamanmanan ka na daw. And also another neighbor pointed out na yung ventilation kasi sa CR ni Takahiro, laging bukas. And, ayun, feeling niya weird. Ah, ba't ang weird? Ba't laging bukas ang ventilation mo? And, ayun, may strange smell coming from his apartment. Pero hindi nila naisip na, eto, na ganito yung mga nangyayari. Inisip nila baka he's having sewage issues lang, ganyan.
Very Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oo nga eh.
Amoy na, amoy mo na. Parang, ay, hindi, wala lang yan.
Ano yun, aquarium ko lang yan, di ko lang nalilinis. Noong April 2, 2018, the court, the next year na, no? The court granted prosecutors request to conduct a psychiatric examination on him. So, it's a 5-month process, pero it's important na to go through this kasi kailangan ma-test yung mental state ni Takahiro kasi it would be a focal point throughout the trial. So, after nung examination, he was deemed mentally well enough to be criminally charged for the crime. He was charged with 9 counts of murder noong September 10, 2018 and nakadetain siya that time sa Takao Police Station. Takahiro accepted various interviews from different news outlets. Isa na dito yung Asahi Shimbun. Shimbun. He spoke about his life behind bars. He said na he spent a lot of time reading books habang nakakulong. He also complained that the volume of meals that he was being served in prison was not good enough for him, na ang liliit ng mga portions na binibigay sa kanya. Sinabi niya din na nagkikrave siya sa katsu curry. Well, masarap. So, ayun. Before he continued, he suddenly said na they could only continue the interview if they gave him money for food. Tapos nag-decline yung news outlet. Tapos natawa lang si Takahiro. He spoke very clearly and matter-of-factly all throughout the interview, often laughing and making gestures. So, nung sentencing date, December 15, 2020, Tuesday, more than 400 people turned up to watch the verdict, despite the court only having 16 seats available for the public. So, public support for the death penalty remains high in Japan, one of the few developed nations to retain capital punishment. During the trial, sabi ng mga prosecutors, they are seeking for the death penalty for Takahiro Shiraishi. Tapos, yung mga lawyer naman ni Takahiro argued na he was guilty pero of a lesser charge. And ito yung murder with consent, claiming his victims had given their permission to be killed. Naalala mo yung kinuwento mo? Yung German ba yun? Anong sinama ulit yun?
Yung cannibal.
Oo, yung cannibal. Na, ayun, merong agreement, may deal sila. So, ayun, quote-unquote, murder with consent nga. And ito yung defense ng mga lawyer ni Takahiro. Pero, Takahiro later disputed his own defense team's version of events and said he killed them without their consent. So, si Takahiro na mismo yung, alam mo yun, kumontra sa sarili niyang defense team.
Yeah, especially dun kay Shogo kasi hinahanap ni Shogo si, ano, diba?
Si Mizuki.
Mizuki.
On Tuesday, Judge Nao Kuniyano, who delivered the verdict, called the crimes cunning and cruel and found the defendant fully responsible for his actions. Sabi pa din judge na none of the 9 victims consented to be killed, including silent consent. So, sinabi din ng judge na it is extremely grave that the lives of 9 young people were taken away. The dignity of the victims was trampled upon. Takahiro Shiraishi told the court last month that he did not plan to appeal against his sentence if found guilty. It was not immediately clear if that remained his plan. The death penalty is carried out by hanging in Japan, which is more than 100 prisoners on death row. Itong mga death row inmates are not told when they will be put to death until the day of their execution. Usually years yung tinatagal between sentencing and execution bago ayan matuloy. And hanging din, no? So, bilang dun siya pro. So, poetic justice. Full circle ba? The father of one victim, age 25, told the court last month that he would, quote, never forgive Shiraishi even if he dies. Sabi pa niya na, even now, when I see a woman of my daughter's age, I mistake her for my daughter. This pain will never go away. Give her back to me. Yung tatay pa ng isa pang victim, sinabi niya that the death sentence was appropriate. Sabi niya rin na, I feel like I want to get revenge, but bereaved families can't do anything. I don't know how to vent my anger. Damn. I know how that feels. Yung parang gigil na gigil ka ng gusto mong gumante, pero alam mo yun, you can't kasi it's against the law.
Yeah, you have to trust the system.
Pero, ayun. Okay. Uy, nga pala, meron din tayong mga stories na ganito. Revenge type naman na sinuggest din sa atin and excited na tayong i-discuss yun.
Maganda yan. Mga Kill Bill type of.
Oo, mga ganun. Or mga John Wick. Ganyan. The brother of the 25-year-old victim said his heart died when he heard Shiraishi's testimony. Sabi nito na, it didn't sound at all like he regretted it. It felt like I was being hurt with a sharp knife over and over again. So ano ba naging effect nitong case na to sa Japan? It stunned Japan, triggering fresh debate about suicide and how to help those considering it, as well as about websites where suicide is discussed. The government has indicated na it may introduce new regulation. Summing up, the judge said that the case had provoked the great anxiety in society because social networks are so commonly used. The murders also prompted a change by Twitter, which amended its rules to state users should not promote or encourage suicide or self-harm. So if ever na meron tayong mga listeners na ayun, going through something, diba, might be considering, meron tayong mga professional help sa National Mental Health Crisis Hotline. So ang number nito ay, eto, NCMH. Ang hotline ay 0917-899-8727. That's 0917-899-USAP. Pwede din sa 7989-USAP. Yung ano yun. 7989-8727. And also, meron din sa Twitter. Teka, dahil lang. Hopeline Philippines. Ayun. Pwede nyong i-DM if you need professional help regarding mental health problems at Hopeline PH.
24 hours kaya yan?
Oo.
Siguro, no?
Oh. Ayan, 24/7 Suicide Prevention and Crisis Intervention Hotline in the Philippines. Ayan, Hopeline PH. Ayan, so ito ang story ng Twitter killer.
My God, all kinds of fucked up.
Yeah.
Kuya Takahiro, you're a bad guy.
Ano masasabi mo sa Twitter killer?
Ah, yung yung pagkakwento mo ng history niya, di ba sabi nga natin, mediocre, very unremarkable life. Parang ito yung sobrang far end from other serial killers na discuss natin who had very difficult childhoods.
Mm-mm.
Na sobrang hindi sila, hindi maganda yung family life nila. Or they suffered abuse from ano, from other people at a young age.
Or sa family nila mismo.
Mm-mm. Siya wala. Wala siyang ganun.
Wala.
Yet, he grew up saying na he didn't see the meaning of life anymore. Yung mga ganun. Ewan ko sobrang, is this boredom? Is this loneliness? Or ano? For you to be driven to that kind of, ano, mentality or mindset na wala nang halaga sa'yo yung buhay. So wala rin halaga yung buhay ng ibang tao. Diba?
Hmm. Which is evident nga din sa demeanor niya. Nung nahuli siya, pag ini-interview siya, na parang as if wala lang to, di ba? It doesn't matter kung pumatay ako, anong mangyari sa akin kung mahuli ako, or ito, mamatay ako by dead sense, wala lang, kebs, di ba?
Oo, parang okay lang. Kaya parang walang sense yung ano, yung mga ginawa niya.
Oo.
Kaya nakaka-amaze kasi hindi lang pala mga extreme cases ang nagiging serial killers later on. Kahit pala yung mga mediocre average type, pwede pa rin. So no one is safe. So kahit tayo.
Oo. Parang kahit sino.
Imagine mo kapag ka naging serial killer ka tapos i-analyze yung childhood mo or okay naman siya, nakapagtrabaho pa siya.
Remarkable.
Nag-podcast pa sila.
Bakit meron sa atin? Kasi pinag-uusapan natin to, baka sabihin gusto nating i-practice.
Preparing, ano, ganyan, naghahanap
para pinag-aralan natin what not to do, what to
dispose
ganyan
the body. Magkailangan pala ng cat litter. O, diba? Who would have thought?
Ganyan.
Pwede pala yun. Pero yun nga, isa pang napansin ko, diba, part of his modus camo is trying to lure people who are already suicidal. So it's this guy, he's preying on the vulnerable. He probably justified it to himself na gusto na rin naman nilang mamatay, di ba? Parang ganun nga yung naging defense nila
parang
later.
Parang tinulungan ko lang siya.
Which is, ikaw ba, if someone gave you consent to kill them, would you?
I'll try to talk that person out of it.
Nabahala ako dun sa medyo may pause.
Hindi naman. Kasi, ayun, sure ka na ba? Kasi life is full of possibilities.
Yeah.
Although I don't know what to say din. Kasi alam mo yung baka matrigger ko lang din sila agad. Kaya ganun, nagpapasok. Kasi wait, hindi ko alam gagawin ko. I-direct ko ba sa professional help?
Yeah. Or, kasi ang hirap din magpaka-positive.
Oo, kasi baka, alam mo yun, marindi lang lalo. Magpanting yung tenga na, ay ano, just be positive, mga ganyan. Gago ka ba?
You're basically making empty promises sa kanila na gaganda pa yan, yung mga ganyan. But it's true,
toxic,
diba?
Toxic positivity, mga ganyan.
Things eventually get better.
Oo. And bakit ikaw ba?
Kung ano yan?
Hindi, somebody approached you na, uy, kailangan ko ng tulong. Ganyan.
Depende if it's going to benefit me in any way.
At paano? Like, may babayaran ka, bayaran kita, patayin mo ako. Or ganun.
Or yung hindi ako may inconvenience.
Oo.
Diba? Ay,
may ganun ba tayo? Murder with consent? Wait. Ay, mga ano, legal creepers. Ito na naman po kami.
Iniisip ko yung mga euthanasia kasi, pero is that considered murder? Okay,
hindi, alam ko hindi allowed sa atin yun eh. No?
Youth or, in Asia.
Youth in Asia. Wait. Alam mo, i-research ko muna yan.
Ay, kausapin natin
tapos balik tayo.
Ano, coping with Carissa. Baka meron na siyang na-handle na ganyan.
Kasi gusto ko rin malaman ko anong law natin regarding murder with consent. I mean, yung may actual consent talaga. Diba? Ay, ano pa ba? Sige, Carissa, Ian, mga ano, law creepers.
Ayan, o, no, baka meron kayong mga...
Ayan, dami nyo ng assignment, ah. Gamitin nyo yung hashtag CryptoLogES.
Alam mo, I wonder if Takahiro Shiraishi took inspiration from anime or manga. Kasi minsan, di ba, not that we're blaming those kinds of media, pero kadalasan when it comes to these weird crimes, yun ang dinadahilan nila, di ba? Nabasa ko kasi yung ganito.
Oo. I'm not entirely sure kung ayun talaga yung inspiration niya, pero meron kasing nauna kay Takahiro Shiraishi.
Ooh.
And i-discuss natin move sa next episodes. Surprise.
Ay, okay.
Kung sino siya.
May surprise.
Pero,
okay.
So, pero sinasabi na hindi siya yung the first person na ganito, yung modus. May nauna sa kanya.
Yeah. Tingin mo, malungkot sa Japan? Kasi di ba mataas ang suicide ano,
ayun nga. I-add ko nga din. Na, di ba nga sa Japan, it has long battled itong problem na to. Kasi Japan has the highest suicide rate in the industrialized world.
Bakit kaya, no?
Although figures have dropped since the preventive measures na kasi nga, di ba, it was introduced na yung mga ano, hotline, di ba, yung mga nakakausap na yung mga tao. So, more than a decade na bumababa yung figures ng suicide rate sa Japan. Kaya lang nakitaan ng signs ng pagtaas ulit, especially ngayong pandemic and lockdown. So, ayun.
Yeah. Alam mo yung suicide forest nila?
Oo.
Yung shit, ang creepy na yun. Parang people go there para magbigti.
Oo.
Diba? Tapos pwede mo siyang puntahan.
Yeah.
And see dead people.
Oo. Alam mo yung may car na nakapark ng for a week na. Tapos, ayun pala, yun nga, nandun na yung...
Nagpakamatay na.
Oo, doon sa... Di ba nga, kay Logan Paul din.
Ayaw. Na-cancel siya dun eh.
Oo nga eh.
Kasi naman, kuya, ba't mo vlog?
Pwede namang... May tao nagbabantay doon. Alam mo yung, kasi nga, may mga tent-tent kasi people are contemplating, di ba, of taking their own lives there. Tapos, kakausapin niya yung mga tao doon. Parang, ano yan, to help them. Yun, yeah. Kakausapin niya na yun. Kasi nga, alam nila. Or culturally din kasi.
Feeling ko, yes. Not that we're racist or what, ha? Pero...
Oo.
Na
parang may dignity in killing oneself kesa mangyari sa'yo itong quote-unquote, let's say, failure. Kunyari, yun yung ayaw mo mangyari.
Ano nga yung term nila for yung mga soldiers na nagpapakamatay in parang with honor? Harakiri ba yan? Or kamikaze?
Teka.
Basta may ganun.
Quick search.
Harakiki ang na-type ko, shit.
Parang ganun nga, harakiri.
Ayun, ritualistic na suicide. Usually seppuku. Na mga samurai.
Ayun, seppuku or harakiri. Yan. Parang self-disembowelment.
Parang code of honor daw, di ba?
Oo. But so I think, ayun, honor suicide din. Merong entry na ganun sa Wikipedia.
Tapos naalala ko rin si Junji Ito kasi most of his work, ang theme is yung inevitability. Parang there's, you're doomed to do something kahit ayaw mo. Remember yung mga stories niya like yung fault Amegara, the enigma of Amegara fault, yung alam mong mali pero dun parang destined kang gawin yun, destined kang pumasok dun.
Oh.
I think it's Junji Ito's observation of Japanese people in general. May inevitability hanging over them na they're all going through this single ano destiny ba na parang lahat tayo dun papunta. So I think ang ganda sa Japan pero there's probably something there na na malungkot or what?
Yeah, yung opposite side ng kagandahan sa Japan.
Tapos ang didisiplinado nila, di ba? They're very minimalistic, very ano. Tapos parang parang generally peaceful naman sila na tao. So it's really puzzling why ano, naiisip nila yung ganun. So tingin mo haunted na yung apartment?
Ay, oh, ano kayang ginawa sa apartment, no? Like pinaparentahan pa ba? May re-renta ba? Doon na daw yung next na ba yung apartment complex na yun? Kasi medyo madami eh. Maraming tabi-tabing bahay.
Oo, para siyang row house.
Row.
Hello, yung next natitira, The Grudge na yung ano.
Oh, The Grudge level. Ganun na yung mangyayari.
Gosh.
Mag-spin off pala ng another story itong
ayun lang.
Thank you very much, Glenn, sa mga insights mo.
Wow. Wait, thank you kasi mabilisan mo to talagang inano. And I mean, you really tried na ma-address ito habang kakapangyari pa lang at kakasuggest pa lang sa atin. You had really little time to look this up pero na-pull off mo siya today. Ayun, thank you.
Maraming salamat din. Ano pa ba? Hindi, ayun din kasi nga overwhelming yung nakuha nating messages from our keepers about this story. And ayun, bilang mga ano naman tayo, we're at your service. Wow. Kaya, ito.
On call.
On call. O, ito. Gusto nyo to, ha?
Yeah. I know,
medyo
I agree.
Pushback lang yung mga ibang topics. So, yun. Sorry naman.
Pero I agree, very creepy si Log. Naintindihan ko na kung bakit tayo yung tinatag.
Kayo ba, creepers, what do you think about the Twitter killer? Yung mga nangyari. Let us know. Use hashtag CryptsilogES. Tapos, kwentuhan nyo kami. Ano bang naiisip nyo about this? Or, kung meron man kayo mga additional information na nakalimutan ko sabihin, or corrections, gamitin nyo yung hashtag CryptsilogES.
Yes. Or, eto siguro, if you're going through something and you're having these kinds of dark thoughts, the last person you want to talk to is a stranger online.
Yeah.
Lalo na yung nagsasabi sa'yo na tulungan kita.
Medyo sketchy eh. Siguro ako lang din as a person na hindi masyadong magtitiwala right away. Medyo, bakit? What's in it for you? Parang ganun yung maiisip ko muna eh. So, siguro go to people na you trust.
Yun nga yung hotline. That's yung still hotline a stranger, natin. Pero hindi kanya tutulungan sa binabalak mo.
And ito, professional help to
listen
to
you. Professional help.
Yeah. So, ano nga ulit yung hotline? It's...
One,
sa DOH to eh. 0917-899-USAP.
USAP.
Tsaka sa 7989-USAP. Yeah.
Yes. Tapos so, sabayan muna ng hashtag 87,000.
Umorder ka ng...
Baka nagugutom ka lang.
Ano nga ba yung... Gusto ko yung sa McDo. Yung ano yun? Ice cream nilang malaki.
Ah, yun o. Yung one pint? Oo. Yung good for...
Di ba nakakain, no?
Sabi good for 3 to 4 people. Pero parang
kaya ko yun. Kaya ko ubos.
You severely underestimated.
Tsaka, din sa Hope Line Philippines sa Twitter. That's @HopelinePH. Okay. May toll-free number sila sa Globe and TM, 2919. Ayun. If you have any stories na gusto nyong i-share sa amin, you can DM us @CryptSilog. Follow nyo rin kami and like and subscribe sa Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yes, or kung gusto nyong medyo protected ang inyong privacy, send it through Curious Cat. Or kung may mga attachments, mahaba, send nyo sa Gmail.
Yeah. Thank you very much for staying with us. I hope na nagustuhan nyo yung story, yung episode today.
Yes. And pag may suggested din kayo na topics, yung mga ganyan, if you think something na may enjoy, mag-fascinate. Ito na tayo sa term na fascinate.
Favorite natin.
Tayong lahat.
Thank you very much for thank you very much for listening. See you sa next episode ng CryptSilog. My name is Gideon.
This is Glenn.
Mercy and compassion
and productivity, bitches.
Byers.